Dein Avram Buchmann.
Last time we gave a quick sikkum in about 15 minutes of the Hilchos Chal, which is a 6-month limud. Now we'll try and focus on one of the nekudas we spoke about then, which is Negeh L'maisa. I speak about Hilchos Tziruf Sal. Tziruf Sal is when, literally it means when things combine together in a basket. We know that there's a chiv haproshas challah when a certain minimum threshold of flour is used in a dough. If a person is using a small amount of flour, let's say a person mixes with 1 kilogram of dough and they bake their challahs or their yeast cake or roglach, whatever they're baking, there's no chiv haproshas challah because it's too small. It doesn't work. If you want to be frum and take anyway, you're just being over about tashchis because there's no point. So, a person, let's say, baking a small shear, let's say 1 kilogram, we'll keep it simple. That's only actually wheat flour. Other flours are less dense, therefore it's more problematic. The flour, the shear chiyav chal is a volume measurement, not a weight measurement. It happens to be that the volume of which a chiyav chal, a froshak, happens with wheat weighs minimum of 1.2 kilograms when we do a frosh without a brocha. With wheat is the most dense of all the flours. The other 4 grains are also chiv hafrosh. So if a person is baking with, let's say, oat flour, there'll be a chiv hafrosh with about 0.9 because it's much lighter than flour. So the volume of oat flour is achieved at a different threshold. Spelt is also lighter. People use spelt a lot. It's also around 1 kilogram, the chiv hafrosh. So a person is baking below threshold level, they're baking with less flour than 1.2 kilograms. 1 kilogram of challahs he makes, right? Then he puts them, he makes cookies and he put them in his cookie jar. 1 kilogram of cookies in a cookie jar.
Who made the shurim?
It's a pasuk. It's based on challahs lechem because we learn out chiyuv challah from the amount of mon which the Yidden had in the desert. Asiyas ha'efa. That is the amount of flour which is a chiyuv challah as well. It's all the droshes. So go on Erevin if you want to look it up. I can't remember exactly that. So a person's got, let's say, the 1 kilogram of cookies in the cookie jar. Then they go and bake a second batch of cookies and put them in the cookie jar. What you have in the cookie jar now is a tziruf sal. Because everything in the same basket, in the same container, will join together to contribute towards this 1.2 kilograms threshold of chiyuv challah. So when you put your additional cookies into the cookie jar, you have essentially done a tziruf sal. There's 2 ways to get to the chiyuv challah, either 1 large dough, which is typically people would do, or you can do separately, make 2 separate doughs, but they will be combined together in a sal, in a basket. That does create a chiyuv challah, no difference, and a parasha will need to be taken. This is a very simple example. A person baked 1 kilogram of cookies, put more cookies in the jar. More complicated will happen, let's say, in a freezer drawer. A person, let's say, bakes challahs. Let's say he bakes 1 kilogram of challahs, and he, over the course of the Shabbos, he uses, let's say, only 3/4 of the batch, and he has, let's say, a spare challah. He puts it in the freezer drawer. A few weeks later, the same sequence repeats with another batch, and he also has another one in the freezer drawer. And if they don't get used up, it could be over the course of the winter, or the summer, however long it is, he will ultimately accumulate in the freezer drawer over 1.2 kilograms of flour in the challahs. Again, with the weight we're talking about is the flour, not the actual, the whole item. But once you have more than 1.2 kilograms of the challahs in the freezer drawer, you have created a tziruf sal. There will be a chiyuv hafrosha. This can get, because once you have that, you've got to take challah from the challahs. This can be rather complicated because, let's say, in the freezer drawer, you also have frozen challahs from a different batch which you don't have hafrosha on. Because sometimes you, let's say, bake a batch with, let's say, 1.5 kilograms, or a full chiyuv hafrosha with a brocha. You'll take the, and you'll be leftovers from that, you put them in the freezer drawer as well. So you may have a freezer drawer full of challahs, and you won't know which were from pre-tevel, i.e., below 1 kilogram batch, and which already had the challah taken. And you got them all together. And then you have, you don't know what's going on, because you may have a chayv challah, may have not have a chayv challah. Put them all together, then you don't know which one's a chayv, which is a potter, and you can't do a frosher from the wrong one, because if you take a frosher from one which has already had a challah taken, it doesn't help for the other ones. Basically, very complicated. You've got to keep track. If you are baking with less than a shir chil challah, you need to make a note on your freezer bags of the challah. There is a problem. You've got to watch out because it can accumulate over time. This is simple, again, not so common. More common application of tziruf now happens commercially. Commercially, what they do in the bakeries is normally is everything is done with a full shear challah, because they bake in 6 kilograms, 10 kilograms at a time. These huge mixers, no problems every time they take challah. If they do, okay, but let's assume they do, the hashgacha is reliable. They're taking challah, so they bake the doughs, and they bake the challahs, good hafrosh. They bake the yeast cakes, good hafrosh, no problem. Bake roglach, no problem. Sponge cake, big problem. Sponge cakes are a major problem for bakeries when it comes to hafrosh challah. The reason is because a sponge cake is spongy because it's made from a batter, not from a dough. Now, the Pasuk tells us that Reishis Arisoi Seichem Chala Torimu Sruma. Chala is taken from a dough. Arisa is a dough. A batter is not a dough. A batter is runny. Because it pours, it's not considered a dough. So therefore, according to Rav Ruba, the Poskim, there is no chiyuv challah on a batter. There is the Avni Nezer, who says you can't kavrosh from a batter, but it's kimat not mekubal among the Poskim. It's a shita yichidah. And the Pasha says that the din arisa is going to be a dough, which is something thick, which doesn't pour. So therefore, in the bakery, when they're creating this batter, well, there's no chiyuv challah yet. Now, the way it works with hashgach in the bakeries is that everything's going on before the ovens. Once things are in the oven, it's a different story, because then it goes from there to the store, everything's nice and neat. What happens is that you have, let's say, this batter, and it goes into the oven on different trays, and comes out of the oven, and then it's separated out, and there's never really a point where the chiv chal takes place. Now, it could happen sometimes, though, but what happens is, there will be, let's say, you have one of these cardboard boxes which people take to simchas, and you will have, let's say, a number of sponge cakes the same in this box. Or let's say you have these trays, but they have these are pre-packed trays of sliced cake which has sponge cake on it, and you put, let's say, 10, 12 of these into a cardboard box together, then you will have created that tziruf sal, because all the sponge cakes together will match up with each other, join up in the sal, which is this cardboard basket. And once you've got a tziruf sal in this cardboard box, you will have a chiv rosha then at that point in time. The problem with the bakeries is, because I'll tell you, in Eretz Yisrael, it's much more chomer. Eretz Yisrael, the point is like this, understand, a batter is normally only about 20%, 25% flour. Other cakes are at 75%. Which means that unless you've got basically 6 kilograms of cake, a sponge cake, you're not going to have a chiv challah. Now, what happens in the bakery is the sponge cake comes out of the trays, right? Each tray is not a chiv challah. It's too small. It's not enough. It's not 6 kilograms. It could be 4 kilograms, you know, it's heavy, but it's not 6 kilograms. So there's no chiv challah yet. What can happen is that during the packaging or by the simchas, there will be a tziruf sal which they aren't aware of. In Eretz Yisrael, it's much more chomer, because in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat from any batch before hafrosh is taken. It's much more chomer. In Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to eat before the hafrosh. So a person forgot to take hafrosh, let's say it came Friday night, they forgot to take the challah from the challahs, no problem, just make sure after Shabbos you leave over some and do hafrosh after Shabbos. In Eretz Yisrael, can't do that. Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat before hafroshas challah, which means that person baked challahs and Friday night the husband comes home from shul and he remembers, oh, I forgot to remind you, did you take hafroshas? No, I forgot to remind you. Then not only can you not eat from the challahs are muktzah, which means that the challah board is a bosses is muktzah, which is the table's probably muktzah as well. Major problem. So if you forget your hafroshas challah in Eretz Yisrael, you know, you go to the neighbors to the meal, it's easier. use matzahs. The chazbegom. Chutzlaretz is not a problem. So in Eretz Yisrael, what they do when they with the sponge cakes is the bakers are very mad, but what they do is, when the sponge cake comes out of the oven, they put it onto one of these huge trays, there's a catering trays, wrap the whole thing in cellophane, make a tier of sal like that, and do a frosha then. England, they don't do that. First, they don't really have the quantities, and secondly, because they don't need to be so on top of it. And they're not so worried about the tzir of sal. So what often happens is that cakes, if there does come a point where a tzir of sal may take place, and if it's unknown, so there's not much they can do about it. The hashkochas in England, which I have had the occasion to speak to a number of them, they all acknowledge the problem. What they do is they do rely on the Avnei Nezer by taking a frosha from the dough, from the batter, and then hope there won't be a tzir of sal later on. Which means that if you are, let's say, by a simcha, by a kiddush, and you are given one of these trays of cake, you are touching goods which may have a challah problem. So, al pi hatzoras rabbonim, who are not members of the kashrus organizations, the cash organization will not tell you to do this because it does put them in a compromising situation. What a person can do is you sit down and you can take a piece of cake and take a small piece of the cake and make a frosha yourself. And a person does that as long as you make sure that the piece you take off doesn't end up getting eaten by somebody else, because that's, no, we can't do that. Besophic, you're allowed to, you want to do mitar sophic in case the sale took place, take a small piece of the cake off, put it, let's say, in a cup, wrap it in a serviette, make sure it doesn't get anyone else. That's your brocha. Then you could, don't make a brocha on this, because it could be someone else did it before, 5 minutes earlier, did it anyway. In Shabbos, a person is not allowed to take challah typically, because it's tikkun oichel, you're fixing it up. However, challah misofik we're allowed to take. So you're allowed to do this on Shabbos by simcha as well. So if a person does this, then they are getting around the certain problems, and it is advisable, certain person making a simcha, you know what the caterer has been doing with the stuff, tzir of sal is likely, it is likely to happen, especially a problem with, sorry?
Why that suffering?
Because there might not be a tzir of sal, there could be no chiv chal. No, we don't know if it's been a chiv chal, we don't know for sure, but it is certainly a possibility, and the bakeries cannot be on top of it. Because they can't start putting all the stuff together and see yourself. It's not going to happen anyway. They put in these, let's say, these plastic boxes, right? So the plastic boxes are probably a hefsek. So they go to the baker like that. The person comes home, takes them out, slices up, put on the thing. You can make it to yourself. Can happen by a person sets up, let's say, a kiddush or shalom zocher. So what people do is, let's say kiddush, they want to keep the stuff fresh, but they don't want to come home on the Shabbos morning and start setting it up. So what they do is they put everything out on the table, very nice, no problems. To keep it fresh, you fold up the plastic tablecloth, another one on top, that's called a tzir of sal, because now everything is contained in the basket of the plastic tablecloth. That will create a tzir of sal. This is a much bigger problem when you're coming to, let's say, yeast cakes and roglach, because they are much higher flour content. If you've got one batch of roglach which someone sent in with 1 kilogram, and someone has another batch of roglach 1 kilogram, you do that with tablecloth, you have a real tzir of sal there. And you will have a great achiv challah on your baked goods. So if a person is making a simcha and they are getting in stuff, you don't know, you hope the kitchen is kosher around that, but achiv challah, not everybody is familiar enough with the halachas to put it mildly. People really have no clue what's going on in Hilchas Challah, because the women say, listen, I know how to bake, I don't know anything else. The men say it's the women's job, and no one knows what's going on. Tzir sal, you have to be certain, when it comes to simcha, other people's goods, you really have to be on top of the situation. Certainly with sponge cakes, it's a bigger problem with the catering, because there it's all the same. There's no tzir sal on different items, because the items are the same, will join together. So therefore, a checkerboard cake will not be a tzir sal with a plain cake, because it's two different items. But plain cakes will be a tzir sal with each other. Now, is marble cake a tzir of sal with a lemon plain cake? Again, it's probably not, because it's a different flavor. If you do have cakes, though, with, let's say, different toppings, well, the same cake, the topping is not going to make a difference. So checkerboard cake is essentially just white cake with a mush and gunge on top of it. So that will join with other sponge cake, even though it's not the same thing, because it's essentially the same, because it's ultimately all cake. relevant to donuts. Donuts is after Hanukkah, but donuts are a chiyuv challah. Person makes donuts. They may say, well, I'm making jelly donuts and custard donuts. And the Chesed was in there. Other donuts, jelly, custard, chocolate, cinnamon, whatever. Extra custard with the sprinkles, all these things. Donuts, they are all baked the same way. The fillings are added later on. So that's called a one item. Now you can't say, well, that I've got peanut butter sandwiches and jelly sandwiches, so they don't match up together. It's all bread. What you spread afterwards doesn't take away the fact that it's all one item. So donuts, all one item. Tziruv style donuts, very easy to recur. You've got to be careful.
If you've got lots of small boxes in a van.
Now, a van is too big to create tziruv style. To be a basket, has to be a keli, has a maximum size. A small freezer is close to being too big already. A big freezer doesn't count for a tziruv. But a freezer basket is considered a tziruv. A cardboard box is. A garbage bag is a sal. Yes, it is. A tablecloth is a sal because any container, anything which has containers, walls, since it's got walls, it contains things. You're creating it. It's actually, when people make a seal, people use, may have seen you using a dish towel when they're doing challah. They cover the challahs and they both and they do it. I don't know why they're doing that. Yeah, I'm not going to have a challah though, right. Yeah, no. You cover it. You also use cellophane with spray with the things. Also, very easy. But that's a practical tip to do later. So what you can do is the tablecloth, the dish towel should be based underneath. Let's say you have two doughs. You want to create a tziruv sal. So therefore, you put them on top of the dish towel and lift it up on the sides. That's the Bialocha says. That way, you make a basket with the dish towel. The guy, to be a basket, it has to have sides as well, capacity. If you just cover over, according to most places, it's not considered a sal. You do have, the Bialocha has bring down a shitta that is taka called a tziruv sal. So if you are using a dish towel and it covered over just, or a plastic tablecloth just covered over, you have a shayla suffix tziruv sal. So you should be machmir on that, take up rosha. But if a person has, let's say, two small doughs in the kitchen and they want to join them together, if they are being used for the same purpose, then you can make a seal start with. So again, a person, let's say their mixer broke down, so they want to bake the usual amount of challah, but they can't knead it all by hand. So let's say you might need, let's say, 750 grams of flour in one batch, another 750 grams in another batch. So now you've got two lumped doughs of challah. You want to make a hafrosh on it, but you kneaded them separately. What do you do? So one way is to do a tziruv sal. Put them both together on top of the dish towel, fold it up, you've got tziruv sal. You can also stick them together as well. Huh? Touch, if you're doing neshicha is more than just touching. Neshicha has to be done that it has to be sticking to the point when you pull apart, you get teeth coming out and it doesn't clean break. If it doesn't clean break, then you have a neshicha as well. Neshicha is easy with those. Tziruv sal, again, when you can't do, let's say it's frozen dough, it's flaky dough, it's baked goods, but you can't do a neshicha, then you would do a tziruv sal. But tziruv sal is either, it's very useful to do deliberately, because then you create a chiyuv challah. It's also, because it's also challah inadvertently, you've got to be very careful. If a person has baked goods which have not had a frosha on, you've got to be vigilant the whole time in case a tziruv sal does occur. So one case which happened at the funeral, a person after Sher Brochas, they had a bunch of bokelech around Friday night, so they put them all in the car box and tidying up. Okay, chiyuv challah then. So mess anything up. Go be careful, Ray Rogel, the Shem will carry on a different time. Awesome. Yeah, but the book was got colours.